WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Metro Reform report is due to be publicly released next week, outlining proposed changes by former Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood. The District, Maryland, Virginia all subsidize Metro's budget. An investigation continues at Ballou High School after records found half the graduates last year missed 3 months of school.
Well, there were people who behind the scenes were questioning it. And as you can see now, there were teachers there at the school themselves who were talking to the administration and questioning it. However, their concerns were ignored.
Ashley Carter with the D.C. Board of Education on the Larry O'Connor Show. While the D.C. Public Schools is promising corrective action. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 24,272, the NASDAQ at 68.73. In sports, yep, Redskins lose to the dreaded Cowboys 38-14. It was ugly. Caps fall to the Kings 5-2. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 continues. WMAL.
It's not the worst thing in the world to be single. Except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there. Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something. This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean.
Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Ideas for a better retirement. Sundays at 8 a.m. on 1 on 1 Financial Radio.
It's 5:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And Barbara, we're starting off in Gaithersburg. It's going to be a problem all morning with a closure because of downed wires and utility pole. 355 Frederick Avenue is closed each direction just north of Gaithersburg High School, right near Chestnut Street, south of West Diamond Avenue. So again, that's going to be a big story this morning with the detour and a lot of commuters heading over to 270. So 355, again, north of Gaithersburg High School, closed for several hours due to wires and utility pole down. That's closed each direction. Now, on the Beltway, Virginia, Tysons area. Crash happened. Fire and rescue still on the way. Looks like for now, I see one left lane blocked. This will be on the outer loop of the Beltway as you come up to 123. So keep alert in that stretch. Or obviously, this early hour, don't have too many problems. So if you're coming across the Legion Bridge, you're up at speed heading in through the Tysons area. So watch for the crash near 123. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of sunshine to go around for Friday as we hit the low to mid 50s. Clear tonight, overnight low 35. Sun and cloud mix tomorrow, low to mid 50s. Vino from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 42 in Centerville, 37 in Rockville, 50 degrees and clear at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon continues. Please support our wounded warriors and their families by calling in your contribution now. 888-294-8560. 888-294-8560. And AM 630.
Good morning. It's Friday. Congratulations. And it's the start of the WMAL Fisher House Radio-a-thon. And we have so much for you today. This is going to be a great day. It goes into tomorrow. It's a really exciting time and a tradition here on WMAL. And I'm so excited to be a part of it. Joining us at 7:05, Trevor Maddich, WMAL Redskins analyst, to talk about last night's game. At 7:35 from Bloomberg, we have Eli Lake. We'll talk to him about the Tillerson rumors and his take on North Korea. At 8:05, it's Brian Riedel. He's a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute joining us. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonies.
Good morning. As you just heard this morning, is the Fisher House Radiothon here on WMAL, urging you to support this morning because it's our, you know, and by the way, this is a great tradition here at WMAL to support our wounded warriors and their families. Our friends at Leonardo are helping us kick off the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon with the Leonardo Challenge. They will generously match this morning the first $50,000 in donations from you, our WMAL listeners. So double your money by calling now, 301-294-8560. That's 301-294-8560. And make your donation to the Fisher House Radiothon here on WMAL. Pleased this morning to kick us off, Grover Norquist joining us this morning, the tax man, or the anti-tax man, really. Grover, thank you for joining us on a busy time as a tax bill rushes through the Senate.
Absolutely. Good to talk to you.
Nice to chat with you. This is going to be interesting that 10 a.m. this morning, the Senate resuming debate. Do you expect that they'll actually pass a tax bill today?
Yeah, it's now clear that we're going to pass a tax bill. It's going to look very much like something between the House and the Senate package. When John McCain endorsed it, that clearly took off the table one of the potential problems. He had voted against the 2001 and the 2003 tax cuts. But we had a number of senators who each had interesting things that they wanted to add. You could suggest to some of them it would have been nice if they turned their homework in on time like the other children, instead of showing up at the last minute and going, I have an idea. And why don't you all sit around and wait while we just find out if my idea is even legal? But we're working through that. That's what senators do. That's okay. Good news is we're going to make America competitive at the international level. We have a 35% business tax. The rest of the world's at about 20%. Communist China's at 25. We're at 35. They're at 25. This is crazy. We need to fix this. Everybody says we need to fix it. Finally, it's getting done. We're also treating the 30 million small businesses, pass-throughs, people who run a small business but pay their taxes, not to a corporate income tax, but a personal income tax, taking their rates down. Not as much as we need to, but it is the first time we've kind of acknowledged that problem since about 1931 when we made an effort to fix it. That's a big step forward. All individual rates are coming down as well. This is largely a jobs program. It's a lot of tax reform in there, getting a lot of the things that get in the way of economic growth. We also have full and immediate business expensing. And what that means is that when a company buys three trucks or a new piece of equipment, you expense the $1 million they're spending immediately rather than depreciate it over 5, 10, 25 years. It makes a lot of difference having depreciating it right away to companies. It reduces the cost of capital, the cost of new investment. And by taking the tax at the other end down from 35 to 20, we increase the cash flow of every company and small business in the country so that their rate of return goes up. What does that mean? That means you can invest in more job-creating projects because it's less expensive to make the investment, and you do get it. There's better after-tax cash flow. I mean, same economic activity, but the government gets out of the way a little bit at both ends of the process. This is going to create a lot of jobs, a lot of real steps forward, and I'm excited about it. This is the first of an annual tax cut. As long as the Republicans have the House, the Senate, and the presidency, they will cut taxes every year.
You know, Grover, I was listening to some of this morning and some of the concerns this morning by some of the congressmen like Bob Corker, for instance, and some others who are holding out. And obviously one of them being that the deficit. But there was a letter that was signed by over 100 economists that sent to Congress saying that, you know, if you with these cuts, you're going this $1 trillion they're worried about, you're going to make that up by 0.4% in GDP growth. So, you know, is that enough to ease their concerns about this deficit? Clearly not, right?
Well, it's not enough to ease the supposed concerns of a handful of people. Not only do you simply have to take growth up to 5.4%, not even a 1% increase. Reagan took growth up to 4% a year plus for the next 7 years. We've been stuck at 2% now during the Obama recovery. During the recovery, we've only grown at 2% a year. We have traditionally grown at 3.5% a year since World War II, including recessions, okay? So we are way below where we've been. These changes will make us grow not only faster than we've been growing at 2%, but I think take us up past the historic growth. The other reason the deficit concern is unserious is because in April, there is going to be another budget reconciliation package. What's going to be in that? Everybody knows what's going to be in it. It's welfare reform. We're going to, Obama had undone much of the welfare reform that Bill Clinton signed. We're going to put that back, and we're going to say you have to be at work if you're an able-bodied young man, and you've got to, and the time limits, you can't be on welfare forever. And we're going to block grant food stamps, Medicaid, all the various means-tested programs, not Medicare, not Social Security. Those are different issues. People actually contribute to pay for those, and you get them because you contributed, not because you're not working. The others are welfare programs. They'll be block granted out to the state, and they will continue to have more resources, but not beyond the rate of inflation. That alone, over time, saves a great deal of money. It'll be the largest deficit-reducing reform in ever, other than like ending World War II. And everybody knows this is coming. So to argue that this bill has to solve all the world's problems
right.
is to miss the point that this is a part of a process. And frankly, I think there's some showboating going on, and where people say, I want everyone to know I really care. Well, if they really cared, they'd get to work a year ago.
Grover, real quick, what are some of the danger zones you're looking out for today that you don't want the Senate bill to include? There's talks about triggers and raising corporate taxes to another rate. What are you thinking?
Anything that takes the business tax over 20% is a very bad idea, because we all agreed on 20, and we went to companies, and we've taken away a lot of the special deals they used to have, and said, we're going to go to 20%. They said, well, if it's 20%, then losing the tax deductibility of this side or the other thing is okay. Well, we've taken away all those deductions and credits, which is good. And if you start to creep up, some people are trying to use that 20% rate as if it was a piggy bank. I have an idea. Let's take 20 to 21. It's only 20 to 21. Marco Rubio wants to take it to 22
right.
to hand out a bunch of tax credits. Well, you know what? If he does that, he will be the George Herbert Walker Bush of this effort. We had a great tax reform under Reagan, and George Herbert Walker Bush broke it by saying the new tax rates, they're going to go up. We got rid of deductions and credits, but the yep. rates are going to start to climb. Every time somebody wants a dollar, they'll just raise the rates a little bit. And Rubio is trying to do the same thing. We had an agreement among all the senators and
right.
everybody involved, and he's trying to break it to be a Santa Claus with money. If that rate goes above 20%, it
yep.
is the beginning of unraveling a very good program.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on it. Thank you, Americans for Tax Reform's Grover Norquist, breaking it all down for us this morning. Chat with you soon, Grover, hopefully after a successful and money-saving tax bill.
I certainly hope so.
All right. Thank you, sir. Let's go down to traffic. We'll tell you about the Fisher House, too, as our radiothon continues. But right now, 5:15, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, want to give our early commuters a heads up here on the Virginia Beltway. If you're heading for the Tysons area, we have a crash. Outer loop right near 123, so right as you pass the toll road, only the right lane gets by this accident right now. Fire and rescue on the scene, obviously, going on there. So if you're coming from, say, out of Maryland, crossing the Legion Bridge, or up at speed and just buzzing along, and then you slam on the brakes, so be very careful. Outer loop, again, near 123, only the right lane gets by the crash in the Tysons area. Getting to the Beltway in Maryland, off of 50, the John Hanson Highway, the exit ramp that would take you onto the inner loop, you're squeezing by on the shoulder past a crash. Just a brief delay there. In Gaithersburg, a major problem right now because of an accident that brought down utility pole and wires. 355 closed for several hours, crews at the scene say. So 355 north of Gaithersburg High School, that's closed in each direction. Update sponsored by AAA. AAA gets to you faster than the competition. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, abundant sunshine today. High low to mid-50s. Tonight we're going to have clear skies, low of 35. And then tomorrow, sunshine and clouds mix with a high of the low to mid-50s yet again. Currently in the nation's capital, 49 degrees, 518 on WMAL.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
All right, well, the Fisher House Radiothon continues here at WMAL, and we're so proud to be a part of this because it's an essential part, first of all, as a tradition here at WMAL, but of the holiday season, finding a way to give back, especially to people who need and who've already given so much for us, our military families and our wounded warriors and service members who've obviously decided to volunteer and go and fight for our country or to be the family member, the loved one of somebody who has. And the Fisher House is such an important addition to their lives because a lot of people don't realize, like, when you get somebody who gets hospitalized, either in your family or as a result of injuries from war, what ends up happening is they go to a medical center, typically on a military base, or in some cases here related to the Fisher House at a VA, and they need treatment. And occasionally that's for an extended period of time, or it could be even for a short period of time. But the stress that places on the family and the ability of the family to be present, to support the person that's hospitalized, who needs treatment, who's going through that experience, the stress that place could really be alleviated if there was something out there to support that family. And there is. There's the Fisher House. And this great program, which has been serving families, it basically allows a family to have a place to stay as their loved one goes through the treatment and recovery process. And they have a place to stay, in many cases, right across the street from the hospital. And it's a home. It's a home. I mean, there's a couple suites. They have a queen size bed, or in some cases two doubles. They have a bathroom inside, and then they have common areas, giant kitchens which are built perfectly for a bunch of families to live together in the same home and to be a part of a small shared community of families who go through the same experiences. They're waiting for their loved one to get their much needed treatment. The stress that's alleviated by the very existence of the Fisher House is impossible to quantify. And we got to see it firsthand, Mary and I, last week as we went and visited the Fisher Houses in Bethesda, and were so struck by the people we got to meet and got to see how they're able to live as they wait for their loved ones to sort of get through one of the toughest moments of their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. And when we say, here's my thing, I really thought, okay, so these are houses. But they were really houses, two stories, not an apartment building, two-story homes with a beautiful entrance. They have porches where you can sit outside and you walk in the front door just like a regular house. It has an entryway like a regular house. They have a living room and a dining room like a regular house. They're a little bit bigger. The footprint's a little bit bigger. The dining room's a little bit bigger. The living room's a little bit bigger. But they're beautiful. They do have a woman who does the design for these, and each one's different, like an individual home, but they're beautiful. They're gorgeously designed. So it's not like a hotel. It's hard to describe. It really is like a house, not a hotel. When you walk in, right in front of you is this beautiful staircase that goes upstairs to the second floor. But then hidden on the right, there's an elevator right there. But you don't really see it. It's not, again, not like a hotel. The kitchen that Vince is describing is big, but it's like a kitchen in your home. It's not all stainless steel, right, and antiseptic and anything like that. They have these gorgeous backsplashes and, white cabinetry. And it's like cooking in your home.
But when you say all that, the key here is there's nothing frivolous or gratuitous
no,
about it.
No, not at all.
Which is to say, I've grown up on military bases most of my life, so being a military brat, and a Marine brat, and seeing kind of these environments. And the military will bend over backwards to support the families and the service members. But there are blind spots, things that they can't do.
Right.
And that's where Fisher House comes in.
Absolutely.
To support these families and to give them something that's not the plain old boring military building that you see all over like these bases. It's a nice home that makes them feel like they do have a home away from home while they're there with their loved one. And today, any money that you can donate will be matched by our friends at Leonardo. They're helping us kick off this WMAL Fisher House Radiothon. And you can double your money by calling now as you support them, 301-294-8560.
And that's the first $50,000.
That's right.
They will match. And coming up, we have a lot of people who have benefited from Fisher House are going to come in and tell their story. Ken Fisher himself is going to tell his story about how they got involved in this. And we can tell you more about our experiences there and the stories of some of the people that we got to meet and how this is so impacted their lives in such a positive way.
You'll hear a lot of important stories this morning coming up, 5:23 on WMAL.
To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. TheraWorks Relief can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com.
New Year's resolution time is right around the corner. It's Larry O'Connor, and I can't believe it's been a year since I made the commitment to get healthy and lose weight in 2017. And looking back over this last year, I am so thankful for the team at EMP 180 Weight Loss for their support and for the confidence they provided on my weight loss journey. I now know more about nutrition than I ever have before. So if you've been thinking about losing weight and getting healthy, or if you've made it your New Year's resolution in the past and you failed, don't be afraid of failing again. Call EMP 180 Weight Loss, and like me, you'll empower yourself to lose the weight for good in 2018. EMP 180 gives you the tools needed to lose the weight and the support you need so you can keep it off for good. Two convenient locations in Tyson's Corner and now Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call them 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
Hi, I'm Tito Beveridge, founder and master distiller at Tito's Handmade Vodka. In 1997, I started the first micro distillery in the state of Texas with my dog, Dog Joe, at my side. We're still working with dogs out at the distillery after all these years. Learn more about how dogs are a part of life here at Tito's Handmade Vodka at vodkafordogpeople.com. Tito's Handmade Vodka is made from corn and naturally gluten-free. Cheers. 80 proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. Tito'sVodka.com.
The Dale City Gun Show is back this weekend at the Dale City VFW. Small show, great selection and prices. Saturday, 9 to 5, Sunday, 9 to 4. The Dale City Gun Show this weekend. Info and coupon at showmastersgunshows.com.
It's 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway, watch for, please, the crash in the Tysons area. This will be on the outer loop coming southbound off the Legion Bridge up ahead. Right as you pass the toll road at 123, the accident stayed at the far right to get by. Inner loop side, you're okay. So coming north from, say, 66 up toward the toll road and bridge span, you're okay. No delays there. In Gaithersburg, major situation closing, 355. And crews at the scene say it looks like it'll be closed through the rush hour. 355 shut down each direction north of Gaithersburg High School. Accident brought down a utility pole and wires, so major cleanup continues in that area. 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie. Good morning to you. You're doing okay. Just watch right as you come up to the exit for the Beltway, the exit that would take you onto the inner loop. Crash on that exit ramp. You squeeze by on the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of sunshine to go around for Friday as we hit the low to mid-50s. Clear tonight, overnight low 35. Sun and cloud mix tomorrow, low to mid-50s. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 49 degrees in the nation's capital, 526 on WMAL.
Make Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road your one-stop decor destination for holiday interior decorating services, fresh flowering houseplants, or beautiful floral arrangements. Potomac Petals and Plants will put your home into the holiday spirit. Visit Washington's premier flower garden and gift store.
Have pain you can't ignore? Then try first-in-class relief from SalonPass. SalonPass pain relief patches have everything you need in one clinically proven solution. They're the strongest label pain reliever available without a prescription. Safely relieving pain for up to 12 hours. And SalonPass is the first and only FDA-approved OTC topical pain reliever. For first-in-class relief, get SalonPass pain relief patches in the green box with a blue wave.
Come on, smile.
Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy.
Or maybe he's teething.
Maybe it's just a phase.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has well over 30 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Did you know losing one or more of your teeth can affect your smile, your ability to chew properly, and change the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging? Dental implant treatments created from state-of-the-art materials using the latest technology are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. In most cases, I can provide teeth in a day, so you'll leave my office with a perfect new smile. Isn't it time for you to smile easy?
Don't forget about this year's unused Flex Spend dollars. Dr. McMillan is happy to assist in planning for your next year's funding. Call 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Larry O'Connor here to tell you about a great opportunity that my friends Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams just told me about. Imagine owning or investing in your very own weekend getaway destination with sunshine, relaxation, water recreation, and spectacular views nestled along the Potomac River. Welcome to Colonial Beach Luxury Condominium Living at its best. Conveniently located on the boardwalk in the quaint golf cart community of Colonial Beach, Colonial Beach Luxury Condos have the latest amenities you expect. This can be your very own getaway. Plus, the investment potential can be endless, such as Airbnb, a vacation rental, tax benefits, as well as a solid long-term investment. This is what you've been waiting for. Colonial Beach Luxury Waterfront Condo Living. There's a limited number of units available, so call the Reynolds team today. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or go to colonialbeachluxury.com. That's colonialbeachluxury.com.
The WMAL Fisher House Radiothon continues, and boy, is it already going well! Listeners having already donated $12,248 as of this morning. Thank you, WMAL listeners. We're off to an excellent start. More to go. Remember, the first $50,000 match this morning. You can make your contribution 301-294-8560. Coming up, we'll have the latest on that Kate Steinle case. You want to hear all the details. 5:30 WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Supporting our wounded warriors and their families, the Fisher House Radiothon continues on WMAL.
A Cumulus station.
News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. On Capitol Hill, Republicans are still hopeful for a tax reform vote today, even after the Joint Committee on Taxation disputed the president's claim the tax plan will pay for itself.
Yeah, it didn't go over well at all up here on Capitol Hill, and it really helped to kill a lot of the momentum that Republican leaders have been feeling for a good portion of the day, especially in earlier in the day when they had John McCain come out and say that he supports this bill. But that JCT report, which said even accounting for economic growth, the bill would add a whopping $1 trillion to the deficit over a decade.
Correspondent Sunland Sarfati. President Trump calling last night's verdict disgraceful in the death of Kate Steinle, shot in the back on a San Francisco pier in 2015. The suspect in the country illegally had been deported 5 times. A second giraffe has died up at the Baltimore Zoo after an undetermined illness. The zoo calls it a year of ups and downs. There are now 4 giraffes left at the zoo. Checking your money, the Dow opens the day at 24,272, NASDAQ at 6,878. In sports, sponsored by TrueCar. Painful losses. The Skins get crushed by the Cowboys last night, 38-14. And the Caps lose on the ice to the Kings, 5-2. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
With TrueCar, you can see what others paid for the car you want, so you can recognize a great deal. TrueCar users, on average, save over $3,000 off MSRP. For new or used cars, visit TrueCar for a more confident car buying experience.
I drive I-66. Now I can drive into D.C. for early meetings.
Starting in December, anyone can travel I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour.
Now I can leave work and be back before daycare closes.
And I can get back for dinner.
If you're driving alone, pay a toll with Easy Pass. If you're carpooling, travel free with Easy Pass Flex.
I drive I-66.
Get your Easy Pass today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
Stepping into the unknown, it can be difficult to find the way. But with the compassion and strength of a name and security of the cross and shield, obstacles become openings. As we have for more than 75 years, Care First Blue Cross Blue Shield will continue to light the way, using our knowledge to create new healthcare solutions, giving you the power to shine forward to whatever awaits tomorrow. Care First Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this store of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832-65, consumeraccess.org.
Chamonix's Christmas and holiday season sale is here, and it's really mind-blowing. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor introducing the brand-new Genucel Droopy Eyelid Treatment. Here's Mary from Fort Collins, Colorado. She says, I don't believe everything I hear. So I tried this eye lift on my right eye. The next day it works, everybody said my right eye looked better. I couldn't believe it. Yes, all those saggy lines on your eyelids gone in just days. And now this breakthrough eyelid treatment is yours free with your order of Genucel for bags and puffiness. Plus, you'll also get Genucel 12-hour immediate effects, a second gift free. Go to Genucel.com, that's Genucel.com, or call 800-525-2720. But it gets better. Order in the next 20 minutes and get two more classics, Esotique RF Collagen Builder and Deep Firming Serum free. Call or click in the next 10 minutes, and express shipping is also free. That's five free gifts. Order now to get this Genucel offer and your free gifts while supplies last. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, or go to Genucel.com.
It's 5:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Still needs to watch Virginia Beltway commuters in the Tysons area. The crash is on the outer loop. So if you're coming from, say, the Legion Bridge area, passing the toll road, just past that area, 123, stay to the far right to get by the crash cleanup. That's on the outer loop side. Inner loop, if you're leaving 66 toward the Legion Bridge, through that stretch, your lanes are open and no delays there. Maryland Beltway, top side, looks good through Silver Spring. No delays to the Wilson Bridge. Getting to the Beltway, please use caution on 50, John Hanson Highway, the exit ramp that would take you onto the inner loop. Crews are still dealing with a single car crash there, and you're squeezing by on the shoulder to get you by. Just a brief delay, but again, be very cautious at that exit. Let's go Gaithersburg, 355, big problems with utility pole and wires that came down as a result of an earlier accident. Accidents cleared, but the repairs, crews say, could go through the morning rush hour. 355 closed each direction north of Gaithersburg High School, right near Summit Avenue. So make sure that you avoid that area. Over to 270, good alternate for you, obviously. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Next look at rain might be on Tuesday. We'll carry sunshine throughout our Friday. Hit the low to mid-50s. Clear tonight, low 35. Low to mid-50s tomorrow. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 45 degrees in Leesburg, 45 in Beltsville, 49 at Reagan National. I'm Barbara Britt on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon continues.
Please support our wounded warriors and their families by calling in your contribution now. 888-294-8560. 888-294-8560. And AM 630.
Good morning. Thank you for supporting the Fisher House. Off to a great start this morning. Already a little over $12,000 raised. And it's an opportunity here to really help our wounded warriors and their families as the WMAL Fisher House Radiothon continues. Our friends at Leonardo will generously match the first $50,000 in donations from you, our WMAL listeners. So double your money now by calling 301-294-8560. 301-294-8560 and make your donation an excellent Christmas gift to the Fisher House Radiothon on WMAL. Thank you for your support this morning. Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning. Last night, we were anxiously awaiting the verdict in the Kate Steinle murder case. If you remember, Kate Steinle and her family were in San Francisco walking along the pier there, and out of nowhere, she falls to the ground. She's shot. And her father's holding her. Her father, Jim Steinle's holding her. And she's saying, help me, daddy, help me. And he literally is holding her daughter as he watches her die in his arms. No idea what just happened. She's just shot. And it turns out that there was a man named Jose Inez Garcia Zarate, 45 years old. The shot came from a gun that he was holding. The authorities say the gun he used was stolen from the car of an off-duty agent for the Bureau of Land Management. The defense says he was just holding it, just looking at it, and it accidentally went off, ricocheted, hit Kate Steinle. I mean, the odds of this are just so insane. You know, if you told him to fire the gun, ricochet, and kill somebody, he probably couldn't have done it. But he claims that, you know, the gun went off, ricocheted, hit Kate Steinle, and she died. And this has become a very famous murder case. Donald Trump, when he was campaigning, brought this up quite a bit when he was talking about building the wall and talking about to prevent Americans who are killed by illegal immigrants on this country, illegal aliens on this in this country. This man had been deported 5 times. He was waiting deportation for a sixth time. Would have been deported a sixth time. This was on drug charges, was his last deportation on gun charges. So he was homeless. Again, he was apparently had nothing to do, so that we would take him back to Mexico. We'd deport him, and he would walk back across the border, and then we'd do the same thing back and forth over and over and over again, and then it culminated in this. He faces up to 3 years in prison.
Right.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
He was found not guilty, and that's the problem with this. He was found not guilty in her murder. He was acquitted because he didn't mean to shoot her. So his defense says that this was just an accident. He did not deny shooting her. He said it was an accident.
Well, that
because it was an accident.
How does that absolve him from involuntary manslaughter? So they went for an involuntary manslaughter charge, and they didn't get it. He was acquitted on that charge. He fired a weapon that killed a woman. How does that work precisely? How does that work that you not even get involuntary manslaughter? They convicted him, meanwhile, of being a felon in possession of a weapon, as you're saying here, and he's been charged with 3 years. But 2 of those years have been the years that he's been held for this trial, and they're trying to basically get him already on time served. His defense team is saying, well, we're trying to get this on time served. Now the U.S. government looking to deport him yet again. San Francisco released him 3 months prior to
yes.
the shooting
yes.
because of their sanctuary city policies.
Yep.
There's a whole bunch of things here that should have happened that didn't. And as a result, we have a dead woman. The woman that we heard so much about from President Trump during the campaign trail. Beautiful Kate. Kate Steinle, who's died. We now have Kate's Law in the United States, thanks to that. But you have a guy who killed her, an illegal immigrant who shouldn't have been in the country in the first place. And a jury of, I guess, his peers, San Francisco jurors, decided that not even involuntary manslaughter was worthy here. This, as far as I can tell, seems to be a political decision based on jurors in San Francisco who were looking to, I don't know, Save the illegal immigrant. I mean, because there's no rationale that makes sense here. This is a bizarre thing. And what I think we're going to get now is a tremendous amount of energy on the president's side in order to go after illegal immigration, especially when you face down problems like this that result in just the worst miscarriages of justice ever.
And this really bothers me. His defense attorney, who I'm willing to guess paid for by American taxpayer dollars, right? Because he's a homeless man. He doesn't have any money to pay for legal counsel. So I'm sure that this was appointed to him. And so we paid for this. This is what he came out and said. This makes me absolutely crazy. From day one, this case was used as a means to foment hate, to foment division, and to foment a program of mass deportation. It was used to catapult a presidency along that philosophy of hate of others. This is defense attorney Francisco Ugarte. I believe today is a day of vindication for the rest of immigrants. For the rest of immigrants? What are you kidding me? This wasn't an image. This was about him being holding the gun that killed Kate Steinle. This is nothing. But the defense in San Francisco very wisely couched this as a case about hate, division and mass deportation, and the loony left, yep, bought it hook, line, and sinker and said, that's right, that's why they want him deported, because they're hateful.
Yeah, Bob Menendez thinking, God, I should get that legal team.
Yeah, exactly. It's so sad. My heart breaks for her family.
Yeah,
it's
imagine how they feel today. They have no recourse left. 5:43 now on WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. After a recent visit to Syria, the senior enlisted advisor to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff said he's impressed with the U.S. efforts in defeating ISIS. Army Sergeant Major John Wayne Troxell said efforts by U.S. military personnel have played a huge role in the campaign to defeat the terrorists. Get the full story at WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and it's the time of the year when we give thanks for all the good things in our lives. Me, I'm thankful anytime I can get a good night's sleep. But if you have sleep apnea or share a bed with someone who does, you may not feel so thankful if you're not getting relief from your CPAP machine. And you're not alone. Studies show that more than 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, the future of sleep therapy is here. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the 5. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, 270 coming out of the Frederick area. Hold on here. We have a crash. If you're coming southbound right after you merge off 70, watch past the Monocacy for the stop-and-go accident before you get to the exit for Route 80, Urbana. Over to 355 in the Gaithersburg area. Overnight crash brought down utility pole and wires. And guess what? We have a closure on 355 just north of Gaithersburg High School. And because of the repairs, expected to be quite lengthy, crews are saying through the morning rush hour. So 355 shut down each direction right near Summit Avenue. Over to 270 for your option and your alternate as workaround. No problems right now heading through Bethesda, Silver Spring on the Beltway, good across the American Legion Bridge. And if you're continuing into Virginia on the Outer Loop, as you pass the toll road crash, cleanup still in the left lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Next look at rain might be on Tuesday. We'll carry sunshine throughout our Friday. Hit the low to mid-50s. Clear tonight, low 35. Low to mid-50s tomorrow. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
News we just don't get anywhere else.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
It is a magnificent thing.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Thank you.
Where Washington comes to talk.
At the Big Screen Store, the savings continue with the 7 days of Cyber Week. With the lowest prices of the year extended through Sunday. A Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV plus a 50-inch TV for just $19.99. Whoa! A 75-inch 4K Samsung and a 50-inch Samsung for $19.99. That's crazy! The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. It's the 7 days of Cyber Week. The lowest prices of the year continue through Sunday, only at the Big Screen Store.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
As you know, this is the kickoff to the WMAL Fisher House Radio-a-thon. And here to join us is Carrie Childress. She's the Vice President of Communications at the Fisher House Foundation, also a Navy veteran. And if you, as you're listening to this, we're going to find out more about Fisher House, help you understand why your donation is so important. 301-294-8560. 301-294-8560 is the number if you would like to donate. Carrie, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. How are you all this morning?
We're excellent. Doing great because we're kicking it off. We're already over $12,000, which makes us super happy.
I know. Isn't that exciting?
It is.
I just can't hardly believe it myself.
Now, you're a Navy vet, so something like Fisher House, you obviously can see the value in this. What is something that someone who is not a vet, who has never served, what don't they understand about the importance for Fisher House?
Well, I think everyone, whether they're a veteran or not, can easily understand the importance of a Fisher House, because we have all had someone we love end up in the hospital. And we know what that means to the entire family unit when that happens. And we also know if that hospital happens to be in another city, that you really are stuck with huge hotel bills, with not understanding what's going on in the city, with not knowing the roads, not knowing how to get from point A to point B. I think all of us, whether you're a veteran or not, have been in that situation that can truly appreciate what it means to have some place to stay that is safe, that is free, that is literally, in some cases, right across the street from a hospital. It is a huge benefit to anybody, veteran or not, but we are particularly proud to be able to serve our military and our veteran community by building these homes at DOD and VA hospitals.
You know, for so many people, when they are suddenly thrust into a medical situation, it's the beginning oftentimes of a nightmare, of a difficult time in their lives. And I was very struck that, you know, in many cases, people who are sort of arriving at these military hospitals, they don't know about the Fisher House right away, but then they're told, so either a medical professional or somebody in the chain of command tells them, the Fisher House exists. Can you talk a little bit about the sense of relief that brings to some of these families?
Well, let me tell you a true story that absolutely illustrates what you're talking about. Dave Coker, our president, was in Houston at the Fisher House there, and a Vietnam vet came up to him, and he said to him, "Hey, I want to thank you for saving my life." And Dave looks at him and goes, "Hey, I think you got me wrong here. I'm not a doctor. I just run the Fisher House Foundation." And his vet said, "I know exactly who you are." He said, "When I was diagnosed with cancer, we lived 200 miles away, and there was no way I was going to come here by myself, and there was no way we could afford to bring my wife. So I had just decided I was going to ride it out, because I had been married to this woman for over 46 years, and I wasn't leaving her in my final years." And a social worker then called me and said, "You know, we have a Fisher House here. And your wife and you can be together in the Fisher House while you're going through these treatments." And he said, "So I came out," and he looked at Dave Coker, and he said, "And I found out today, my cancer's in remission.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Wow. And this is, and we've heard, I mean, Dave talked about this with us. I've heard so many stories of people who made better decisions for their medical treatment because the Fisher House existed to support
Absolutely.
Their families in the very way that you're talking about.
And you know, the other thing that happens, you know, certainly having a free place to stay is extremely important to many, many of our families. But there's so much more than these homes are so much more than just a free place to stay. They are also a place where families heal and can heal together. I was at the Palo Alto VA for a number of years, and I will never forget, we had a very young Marine who was very severely injured.
Yes.
Come to the Polytrauma Center, and his young wife, 19 years old, 8 months pregnant, showed up at the Fisher House. No family.
Wow.
And I saw with my own eyes, literally within days, she had more moms and more grandmas than you could count. It was the mother of another Marine being treated on the unit who held her hand when her baby girl was born.
Wow.
And that baby's first home was a Fisher House.
Carrie Childress, what an
6 months.
What an important
amazing.
Mission here. If you would like to support the Fisher House, do it this morning, 301-294-8560. Carrie Childress, thank you very much.
Thank you so
thank
very
you
much.
So much for kicking it off for us. We appreciate that.
It's 5:53. Here's Al Rushbow.
Well, a plan being hatched by Republican leaders in Congress shows how much things are changing. Politico reports that House Speaker Paul Ryan and the Majority Leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, are working to fund the government into January instead of before Christmas. Now, the short-term spending bill will not include something Democrats say is a must, a DACA fix, which is basically amnesty for the so-called Dreamers, children of illegal immigrants who were protected by an Obama executive action. Politico says that Republicans are now daring the Democrats to go ahead with their threat to shut down the government over illegal immigration. Now, for the last 8 years, the very mention of a government shutdown made establishment Republicans quake in their boots and cower in the corner. Obama and the Democrats ran roughshod over them because Democrats knew no matter how ridiculous their spending demands were, the Republicans would appease and surrender rather than risk being accused of shutting down our precious government. But now, Republicans are reportedly ready to tell the Democrats to pound sand. Now, where is this new courage coming from? Well, earlier this week, President Trump tweeted that Democrats were threatening to shut down the government and hold the military hostage over illegal immigration. He showed that he's ready and willing to put the blame where it belongs, squarely on the Democrats. And now the Republicans have some courage. Trump is not afraid to fight, and it appears it's contagious. Hopefully.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Say, folks, last month I spoke about Mahindra's incredible year-end tax savings. Well, I'm happy to tell you that it's not too late to save. Your Mahindra dealer can still help you figure out if you qualify for Section 179 tax savings. And don't forget special Mahindra discounts on the toughest tractors and utility vehicles on Earth. Save up to $7,400 on Mahindra tractors and save up to $2,500 on Mahindra utility vehicles. Give yourself a very Merry Christmas, folks, and say goodbye to the tax man and hello to year-end tax savings with Mahindra, the world's number one selling tractor. But hurry, the end of the year is quickly approaching and you won't want to miss out. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at D&G Equipment Sales in Augusta or visit dandgequipment.com. That's dandgequipment.com.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270, early delays here, right as you come out of the Frederick area down toward Route 80 Urbana. The crash is before the exit for Route 80 Urbana, so I know you're sitting in a lot of that stop and go. Once you get by the crash, though, that's your breakaway point, and you're still good to go the rest of the way down through to the Capitol Beltway. It's just getting through and trying to get in toward the Urbana area. Gaithersburg closed. 355 in each direction north of Gaithersburg High School near Summit Avenue, shut down because of an accident that brought down utility pole and wires. Expected to be this way for several hours. Virginia Beltway still seeing a little bit of a tie up here in Tyson's Outer Loop as you pass the toll road near 123, crash along the left lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Starting on this Friday, we've got lots of sunshine, low to mid-50s. Clear tonight, overnight, low 35. Look for that sun and cloud mix tomorrow, low to mid-50s. We'll bump it up to the mid to upper 50s for our Sunday. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
49 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by Staples.
Staples has great prices on tech solutions to keep your business running all season long. Look for hot deals on laptops and software, accessories like earbuds, keyboards, routers, and modems, even services like PC setup and repair, all for less at Staples.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands, while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
UMUC offers rolling admissions and multiple start dates, so you can earn your degree without putting your life on hold. And with no SAT or GRE required, you can get started fulfilling your dreams at your own pace. Visit umuc.edu/radio.
Selling your home is a big decision, and one mistake could cost you thousands. That's why you need the experience of Frank Prindle at RE/MAX Allegiance. This is Vince Colonnese. Frank Prindle has perfected a marketing system that sells homes faster and on average for 8% more money than other local agents. Frank, a West Point grad and military veteran, will sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or he will buy it himself, guaranteed. It's that simple. There's literally no risk to working with Frank. Just ask Robert and Meg of Falls Church. They had worked with Frank in the past, so when it was time to sell again, they knew Frank would deliver. And in 3 days, he did just that, $56,000 over list. In addition to all of Frank's satisfied clients, he's been endorsed by Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity and has the exclusive support of Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran in Metro D.C. So call the only agent you need when you're ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538, 703-399-4538, or online at itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
The SGK Gun Show returns this weekend to the Prince William County Fairgrounds. Whether you're a hunter, shooter, or collector, the Manassas Gun Show by SGK has all your modern shooting and hunting needs. That's the SGK Gun Show this weekend at the Prince William County Fairgrounds in Manassas.
All right. We want to thank Doug from Stafford, Virginia, for his very generous $2,000 donation online this morning. Yeah, you can call in your donations to 888-294-8560 or make them online at WMAL.com. Click the red banner at the top of the page. Thank you so much, Doug. And remember, any amount helps.
And meanwhile, our total has grown $15,953 donated to the Fisher House already this morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Rex Tillerson, is he in? Is he out? We'll find out. It is now 6 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Supporting our wounded warriors and their families, the Fisher House Radiothon continues on WMAL.
A Cumulus station.
News now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning. I'm Barbara Britt. The news brought to you by longroofing.com. Small plane crash in Bowie last night. The FAA says the Cessna crash not far from Freeway Airport in Bowie. 72-year-old pilot says his plane clipped the tree line approaching the airport. He was able to walk away. The crash is being investigated. A final vote on the Senate tax reform plan. GOP leaders still hopeful it'll happen later today after hitting some snags.
What had the GOP scrambling? Continued worries by some in their ranks about how much the cuts will put on Uncle Sam's credit card.
Correspondent Bob Costantini, debate on the bill resumes later this morning. Not guilty, the verdict in the case of an undocumented immigrant accused of murdering a young woman in San Francisco.
In a decision President Trump called disgraceful, Jose Inez Garcia Zarate is acquitted of murder in Kate Steinle's death. He was convicted of felony possession of a firearm and faces up to a 3-year sentence. Prosecutor Alex Bastian is disappointed with the verdict.
The jurors are the ones that make a determination on the case, and we will respect that decision.
Immigration officials say they will try to deport Garcia Zarate again. He had already been deported 5 times before the fatal 2015 shooting. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Medical marijuana dispensaries will soon be opening around Maryland.
We are excited to be able to provide patients with quality medicine.
Andy Grossman is the co-owner of the medical marijuana dispensary Rise Silver Spring. He says he can't give an exact date when they'll get their medical marijuana in, but they hope to have some ready to sell in the next few days.
There's lots of moving parts and a lot of things that are out of our control, which is why it's hard for me to say we are going to open on this specific day.
Another dispensary, Potomac Holistics in Rockville, says on Facebook it's scheduled to open this afternoon. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Federal prosecutors say a Maryland doctor has been indicted on charges of prescribing more than 3,000 amphetamines to 4 people.
62-year-old William Samuel Vaughn III of Largo, Maryland, was indicted on Wednesday and arrested yesterday. According to the 66-count indictment, Vaughn was a physician at an urgent care center in Potomac. Prosecutors say between January 2014 and June of 2017, Vaughn prescribed amphetamine outside the usual course of professional practice and without a legitimate medical purpose. Maria Leaf on WMAL.